Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If Eliphaz had only been right in his premise, quote, "Is not your wickedness great and your iniquity without end?" Job 22, verse 5. The words of Job 22 would have been an excellent step-by-step recovery program for a fallen saint. He was wrong, of course, in his diagnosis of the cause of Job's terrible distress. So the suggested treatment was also all wrong for the patient. However, if Eliphaz was dealing with an actual repentant believer whose past was littered with bad decisions and wrong actions, the advice he gave would be extremely helpful. Verses 4 to 11 give his wrong diagnosis, and verses 12 to 20 give a warning to such sinners not to defy the God who knows all about their wickedness and is sure to judge them for it. But now, imagine you've been called to deal with someone who has fallen into sin and longs to be restored, or as Paul describes it, quote, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Galatians 6, verse 1. Eliphaz's words would make an ideal checklist. He begins, quote, "Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace." Job 22, verse 21. Being open and honest with God is the first step, instantly giving a sense of well-being. Then, quote, "Receive, please, instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart." Verse 22. Taking his words seriously is next, without which progress cannot be made. Then, whether material things are restored or not, verses 23 and 24, your true wealth will be stored within. Quote, "The Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver, for then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God." Verses 25 and 26. And with your prayer life restored, quote, "Light will shine on your ways." Verses 27 and 28.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.